In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What an extraordinary week it's been. This time last week, we were gearing ourselves up for the Brexit debate and the vote in the House of Commons. That was controversially postponed and replaced with a flurry of prime ministerial visits to leaders across Europe. Then the next thing was the leadership challenge, followed by more trips to Europe. Sailing into uncharted waters sounds like a bit of an understatement this week. And we've also witnessed quite unprecedented behaviour by MPs, together with very forceful rhetoric on all sides. It's felt rather an un-English week. This third Sunday of Advent is often referred to as Gaudete Sunday or Rejoice Sunday, for it gives us a glimpse of a foretaste of Christmas joy. When I was in Wakefield, the Dean encouraged us to use rose vestments, to wear rose vestments, as a sign that today the clouds of Advent rise a little. Don't get any ideas, Mr. Dean. There are no pink vestments here today, but do you really feel like rejoicing? Does your heart feel full and bursting with Advent joy and hope? It might not feel that there's much to be joyful about at the moment, with continuing chaos and confusion over Brexit, the unrest in France, major divisions in the United States, Yemen beyond the brink of disaster, not to mention our fractured relations with Russia. There's fear, there's uncertainty on the streets of our own cities around the UK with a rise in homelessness and knife crime. And that's all before we add in our own crises and worries to the mix. Where can we find joy and hope in this world context? Well, hearing some of the speeches and comments by MPs inside and outside Parliament this week makes John the Baptist's brood of vipers speech sound pretty tame. And in spite of his lack of sartorial elegance, I think he might have felt quite at home in the debating chambers this week. John challenges his hearers in no uncertain terms. "Who warned you to flee from the wrath that is to come?" he hurls at his hearers. And then he goes on to say to them, "Every tree that doesn't bear good fruit will be cut down and burned. Don't rest on your laurels, thinking that you're God's chosen people. You have nothing at all to be satisfied about." Now, the reaction of the crowd is really interesting. For those who are threatened by his words, the clock is ticking for John. He'll soon be in his grave. For those who want to respond to his words, to follow his hard message, they ask one at a time, "Well, what should we do?" John responds in an equally practical tone, pointing out what behaviour might be expected of kingdom people. "Be just," he says, "share with others, don't extort, be honest." He points them to the one who is he is preparing the way for, the one who will bring light into the dark world. Now, in all that John the Baptist does and says, he spares nobody's blushes. He doesn't try and dress up or sweeten his message. And his words today can feel as uncomfortable to us as it did to his first hearers, because they ask for us to commit ourselves, to act now. Well, Christmas, if you hadn't noticed, is almost upon us. And if we're being honest, I suspect that most of us here today would prefer not to be challenged right at this moment. perhaps in the new year, but not today, thanks very much. It's very easy to be seduced by the tinsel and the glitter with the happy ever after Christmas story. But of course, the Christmas story didn't end happily ever after. And so John the Baptist is the perfect antidote to the fairy dust and the schmaltz of a commercial Christmas. Today, John the Baptist challenges us to recommit to the ways of God's kingdom, and that we need to recommit ourselves before we move towards the manger. How best can we prepare for Jesus? How best can we prepare for him to be born in our hearts? Well, the practical steps he offered his first hearers are open to us as well. The word repent literally means to turn around, to see things through God's eyes rather than our own, to turn away from ourselves and to turn back to God and our neighbour. John calls us to live lives of integrity, with generosity, with justice, with hope. He calls us to live out the faith we profess and to proclaim the good news as much by our actions as by our words. But there's an immediacy, an urgency to his message. This isn't something to reflect on and include in our New Year's resolutions. It's something for here and now, something for today. It would be very easy to be overwhelmed by John's message this morning. After the week that we've all experienced, it feels like a very hard message. Well, if, like me, you're feeling just like that, then St. Paul's message in our second reading should be music to our ears. He wrote this: "Rejoice in the Lord always. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything. The peace of God will guard your hearts and guard your minds." These are amazingly encouraging words, and I suggest that during this week you use them in this way. Stick them on your fridge or wherever you put things so that you remember them. Read the words slowly over and over again. Chew over those words and allow their meaning to rise to the surface. Some of the words will resonate more than others, but ponder them, cherish them, let them dwell in your heart. Because I believe it's through these words of encouragement that we're able to truly respond to John the Baptist's challenging message, committing ourselves anew to be the kingdom people of God. For each one of us, in our lives, each day, there's light and there's shade, there's challenge, there's encouragement. The anticipation of the story of our salvation at Christmas is no different from our own ordinary lives. So as people of faith, we celebrate the birth of Christ in just 9 days, but we also look and long for his coming again at the end of the ages. We need to have our feet planted firmly in the present, with all the joys and sorrows and challenges that that brings. But in this coming feast, we also anticipate the time when all things will be gathered up in Christ, and he'll truly be King of the universe. But on our journey to that place, we are guided by a small, perhaps only a flickering light of hope. The hope of a newborn child. The hope of a world being made new. Amen.